Todd Stapleton, Wind News Center. We're looking ahead to weather for tonight. We're going to see temperatures get down to a low of 2 for tonight. Wind chill values as low as 10 below coming up tonight. We'll see increasing clouds for tonight as well. Meanwhile, each day this week, the amount of snowfall predicted by the National Weather Service has gotten bigger and bigger, and that trend continues today. As is often the case with the National Weather Service, they will come out with expected snowfall and then add to that predicted snowfall throughout the week until it gets closer. As is the case today, the forecast calls for 1 to 3 inches of snow during the day on Saturday, 3 to 5 inches of snow on Saturday night, and an additional 2 to 4 inches of snow on Sunday before the storm ends. In their latest weather briefing, our area marked to receive 5 to 11 inches of snow from the weekend storm. The snow now expected to start between 9 a.m. and noon on Saturday, continue until the afternoon on Sunday. There's expected to be a 6-hour or so lull Saturday evening and night between the rounds of snow. National Weather Service says that we have a 98% chance of 1 inch, 96% chance of 2 inches, 88% chance of 4 inches, and 73% chance of 6 inches. As for other weather outlets, AccuWeather is not on board with the bigger snow. They still estimate between 3 and 6 inches for our area, with about 2 inches estimated for Saturday and around an additional inch on Sunday. One factor that will be for certain will be the frigid temperatures. Saturday will only see a high of 11. Wind chill values as low as 10 below zero on Saturday. Saturday night we'll see a low of 9, a high of 15 on Sunday. Illinois officials are advising residents to be prepared for a multi-wave winter storm and dangerously low temperatures expected in the state this weekend. A major weather system is expected to bring extreme cold across most of Illinois starting today, alongside 2 rounds of heavy snow in the southern region. Wind chills could drop as low as 34 below in parts of the state. These conditions pose a significant risk for frostbite, hypothermia, and infrastructure disruptions. We have a new poll question available VandaliaRadio.com, the new poll question dealing with data centers and your opinion of whether or not you would be in favor of one locating here, or if you feel you need more information. Recently, the City of Vandalia's Economic Development Commission heard a presentation on data centers and a company expected to send a letter of interest in placing a center in Vandalia. You can find the poll question on our website at VandaliaRadio.com. Well, as Illinois lawmakers convene for the 2026 legislative session, House Bill 3320, which is Responsibility in Firearm Legislation, or the Rifle Act, is quickly emerging as Governor J.B. Pritzker's most controversial gun control proposals, drawing sharp criticism from gun rights advocates and strong support from Democratic lawmakers focused on gun violence prevention. Aaron Dora of the Illinois Firearms Association, in a recent video, said that Governor Pritzker's Rifle Act is probably the most dangerous gun control bill Illinoisans have ever seen, and it already has 35 co-sponsors.
In other words, the more popular a gun manufacturer is, the more guns they sell, the more they're going to get shaken down by the state of Illinois.
Supporters of the bill argue it is a response to the financial burden gun violence places on taxpayers. State Senator Robert Peters, a Chicago Democrat and longtime gun control advocate, said Illinois residents are already paying the price for firearm-related injuries and deaths.
With the Rifle Act, we are demanding the firearm manufacturing industry share in these public costs with us.
Legislation would create a new state permit for firearm manufacturers operating in Illinois. Under the proposal, manufacturers would be charged annual licensing fees based on their market share and the state's estimated cost of gun violence. State House Republicans say it is time for Illinois Democrats to focus on growing the state tax base instead of raising taxes. House Minority Leader Tony McComey held a press conference at the Illinois Capitol on Wednesday. McComey said affordability cannot be just a political buzzword.
If Democrats were serious about real affordability, they wouldn't be focused on growing government revenue through higher taxes. They would be focused on growing Illinois'
Governor J.B. Pritzker held a roundtable discussion in Chicago on Tuesday and thanked participants for sharing stories about the impact of federal policies.
The uncertainty and the actual funding being cut seem like they're just having enormously deleterious effects on everyone. So I wanted to acknowledge.
governor said the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and other federal initiatives can't be fixed at the state level. Governor Pritzker said President Donald Trump's policies have been destructive. Our News on Demand is brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire. That's Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire.